Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads' maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1381, recorded Tuesday, September 11th, 2012. Gangnam Style.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have in my hands the magic envelope, a box cutter, and Dick DiBartolo. It's time for the GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo Laporte on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Yeah! It's time for the GizWiz show, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Dick D. Bartolo.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
I wish we had a sound effect, something that would happen when you introduced me, but one day it'll come.
No cheers, no yells. Dick D makes Chinese swing American.
Italiano.
Oh, we got a bunch of deliveries. I have stuff from SkyMall today.
Whoa.
Yeah, two things, but I won't do both of them. I'll do them in order.
Oh yeah, one at a time.
One at a time. We gotta stretch this thing out.
Make it last.
Yes. So how have you been? I saw you Saturday. You came by the radio show, did the Giz Fizz.
I did the Giz Fizz.
Lots of fun. Who did you've been interviewing people from our chat room? Who did you interview this week?
Let's see. The previous week was Kevin Dublin. Chat room, who did we do this past week? It was the people are very shy, but then when they're on camera, they become very good.
Effin Dunn is here from our chat room. Effin Dunn.
No, it was UK, UK man.
UK man, all right. Is Effin Dunn here? Come here. So I'm going to interview somebody from our chat room. Because he brought pie, Dick. Brought pie. And come over on that side.
Did he accidentally go to the wrong coast?
This is Effin Dunn from the chat room. Where are you from? Where are you from originally?
From LA.
LA. Yeah. So look at this. He got a little... While he was buying the pie, he got a tattoo. There's a pie shop.
The best
is right next to the tattoo place. And so we're going to aim a camera at his... arm here.
I saw that pie and
this
tattoos,
one?
And I thought it
all
was
right,
a joke.
So, wait a minute, I can use the PTZ. Wait a minute, I'm going to... Pie and tattoo shop, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm going to zoom in. Look at this. Effin Dunn, rock and roll.
Wow.
That is beautiful. Do you have any regrets at this point?
No.
Not yet. He just
Look
got it.
That. Look at that. That is great. And, well, no, it's easily hidden by a Pebble watch or something like that. Yeah. Does your wife know that you got this?
Yeah.
She's okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
She thinks it's hot.
She's got tattoos.
She's covered with tattoos. So this is your first, though?
My first, yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I am very honored. Can you get, if we asked you, could you get a Dickie D logo on your right arm there?
Yeah, that would be good.
Hey, I appreciate it. That's really nice. And thanks for the pie, too.
What kind of pie was it?
It was all kinds. We had peach, we had meringue, we had, it was good. I ended up having the peach. Dr. Mom's very happy with me. She's been trying to fatten me up.
Banana cream chocolate pie.
Ooh, what did you have? By the way, the birthday boy, Jason Howell, I hope you had some pie.
I did. I had a whole pie.
Okay, happy birthday.
In fact, I haven't eaten lunch because I had a pie instead.
No, I had a pie instead of lunch. Yes. Pie is lunch.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's in the food pyramid. It's a top.
It's a Timothy top, right? It's actually stuck on the spike on the top of the food pyramid.
Exactly.
And it never goes away.
So happy birthday, Jason.
Thank you.
We didn't really do anything to celebrate, but...
Well, there was pie.
No, we had that guy bring pies.
Effin Dunn celebrated. Now we're done. Effin Dunn. So, gosh, this is a celebration. What, do you have something to celebrate with us, for, by, in... together?
I do. Yes. I have gadgets.
I'm just throwing out prepositions, hoping one of them does something.
I thought you were still talking to Jason.
No, I'm talking to you. Happy birthday, Jason. Dick DiBartolo, what do you have for a gadget today?
Well, in New York City last night, there was a Showstoppers event. We love Showstoppers.
We do.
Do them a lot at CES, and I told Steve we'll be there in some form at CES 2013. But he had a great event last night, kind of a pre-Christmas look at gadgets. And Jack's Pacific was there. They make a lot of toy things.
What do they make specifically?
Just Jack's. But they're branching out. They thought, you know, this is very limiting. This is very limiting. We should make other stuff. It was actually my suggestion. I said, you know, it's the ninth year you're showing Jack's.
Jack's. Should... There's not much to it. It's kind of a simple business.
Yeah, I know. And they said, you know, we have puce as a new color. I said, No, I need something different. So what they did is they thought, everybody's doing these point of view cameras that you can put on your helmet and race down hills or add to your bike or whatever.
Like the GoPros, yeah.
Yes, exactly. But they said, you know, let's make one for the youth market and let's make one that will come in at a very low price point. Ah. So they came out with a little device and it's called Action Shot, the Action Shot camera system. Jason's going to cut to my little camera. This is how small this little guy is.
Cool.
So it
looks like it's about like a pancake lens from an SLR.
Yeah,
it's just like a lens.
So it has a tiny bit of built-in memory, but you want to add an SD card because it shoots 2 minutes of video with the memory that's in there. But you can add an SD card, micro SD card. There's a little USB out jack so you can watch it on television. It also shoots stills, has a built-in microphone. It's low res. It's 64 by 480. But the price is $49.95.
That's a lot less than a GoPro.
Yeah,
it's,
and
it's a lot lower quality. I mean, to be fair.
Absolutely. But you know, they're shooting it for like kids 8 and up,
right?
And they have some very clever accessories. This is the one that I thought was kind of clever. Is this little device here is going to be another $25. And what it'll do, this locks onto the back of the camera.
It's got buttons on it.
Yes, well, it adds a little video screen. So
it puts a screen around the camera.
On the back of it, so it'll hook in, it'll look like this.
So you can see what you're shooting.
Exactly. You can see after you shot it, you know, all the other cameras, you have to wait till you get back to your computer.
Right.
This way you can watch what you saw, and you can watch it in slow motion in case you want to sort of analyze what you're doing. That's going to be $25. And it'll be an HD version, no price announced yet. The HD version, they said, will be in stores by Christmas. Built-in battery, charge the battery, runs 2 to 4 hours. So you get the camera, you get a mount for your head or helmet. You get adhesive pads, and as I said, and you get the little jack so you can...
That's an adapter. That's not a thumb drive. So it's showing the lens, but it's got an adapter.
It's the adapter.
That plugs into the lens so you can plug it into the USB port.
Right. And still shots, $49.95, and became available beginning of September.
Do you have any images? Have you taken any pictures?
You know what, Leo? They showed it last night, and they FedExed one for this morning.
Ah.
So I haven't even charged it yet.
I can't imagine it looks that good, 640 by 480.
There's the whole.
Oh, it's got a little strap so you could put it on your head.
Yeah, for your and there's a little protective cap for the camera.
Yeah.
So skateboarding and drop the camera, you know, falls
Jack's
off.
Jack's makes a lot of kids' toys and things, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's the market they're going for.
It reminds me, I've got to get a GoPro because I want to have one when I go down to Australia in November. We're going to go to the Great Barrier Reef and do some snorkeling and see a total eclipse of the sun and stuff. And I wanted a GoPro. The GoPro folks sent me. It was very nice of them.
Snorkel to see a sunset? I don't think that's going to work.
It's complicated. Oh, look, it's a total eclipse. No, it's just a manta ray swimming over. It'll be fun. But they sent me
the Queen Mary.
the Queen Mary. Here. Oh, wow. I can't see a thing.
the GoPro folks very kindly sent me the waterproof housing.
Oh, that's nice.
So now all I need is a camera, and I'll just order the camera and put it in the housing, and then you can actually take those underwater.
Send them the waterproof housing trick.
Yeah. It was very smart. It's like saying, "Oh, you want a Mustang? Here's a tire." And now you got to buy the car because you got the tire.
Yeah. And I'd get the other three ties while you're at it.
Nikon sent me a battery for the D800. All I need is the camera, and I'm set. I'm ready to go.
This kid is easy.
Yeah. I just need an excuse, that's all. Well, that's cool. So I think, though, I want the higher quality GoPro, because that's an HD camera.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going out to do some serious stuff. This is for kids going skateboarding and biking and stuff.
Oh, Henry would have loved this. He's this big skateboarder. He would have loved this.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
We were waiting for him in front of that Italian restaurant. And suddenly, this guy comes zooming down the street, stops dead, puts his foot the skateboard jumps
pops
up from
yeah,
the
he flips
sidewalk,
it, that's his,
he grabs
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very cool that way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
So, that's good. That's gadget number one.
Gadget number one. All three are from Showstoppers.
Okay.
Now, you may remember it was probably 2 years ago at Toy Fair, Mattel had a game called MindFlex. And you had to move objects up a tube by putting this headphone on with a sensor on your forehead. And you would use your mind to move objects around.
And this is why it never worked for you and me. We could not, I don't understand, we just couldn't get it working.
And then MindFlex Duel, the amazing game. That
these kids are so smart, they're able to duel with their mind.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That won't work.
Well, then last year came Mind Wave. Mind Wave, and it's from the folks at NeuroSky.
Yeah.
And then yesterday at Showstoppers, they kind of revved up the technology and came up with yet another mind-bending gadget. So this is, we're having two videos this week, so this is my video of the week.
Let's take a look.
Hey, Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer and the GizWiz here on the GizWiz. We're doing a little event at Showstoppers. You know, we cover CES. We do a lot of Showstoppers stuff. Well, NeuroSky is here. Now, NeuroSky on ABC News, remember I actually moved a little ball up and down a cylinder with a Mattel game called Mind Wave or Mind Bender. What was it?
Mind Flex,
okay. And then last year I had their headsets and I moved stuff in my apartment. It was amazing. I moved a living room sofa right into the air. Well, now NeuroSky has gotten very, very serious. And Dave is here to tell us about their latest gizmo.
Oh, that's attractive.
And what are you wearing?
I am wearing Nikomimi. Nikomimi is brainwave cat ears.
Oh,
and
my
in Japanese,
God.
It means cat ears. And what they do is they respond in real time to my brainwave. So this is real reading of my brainwave right here. When I pay attention, the ears go up. And when I relax, the ears droop down.
No.
And when I get into a very creative or athletic state where things don't go wrong, my putts don't miss, my free throws don't miss, so the music just comes out, that's called the flow state. We call that the zone. And the ears wobble when I get into the zone.
Wow. Now, what is the crying need for cat ears?
It's a step in this long journey that we as human beings are taking and where machines and the human body converge. In this case, it's all about fun. It's a highly social tool where I don't even know what's going on, but I react to your reactions to me. It's this funny feedback.
You don't even know.
Oh, amazing. So you know, they really are fun. There's a separate video where I'm wearing them and Dennis is filming and he's just laughing hysterically all during this. So are these actually for sale and what do they cost?
They are for sale indeed. You can buy them at nikomimi.com. They're $99.95.
Spell the website.
NECOMIMI.com. I have white, but we have probably another 20 ear colors and fuzzy factors and form factors all available. We'll have devil's horns. We have snow leopard.
If you come back to our booth, we'll
be on Anderson Cooper later this week with Yoda ears.
Yoda ears. Oh, it's very funny. There was a reporter here saying, I am looking for gadgets as far away from those ears as I possibly can get. And I said, well, guess what? I'm here looking specifically for gadgets as wacky as cat ears. So I love them, and thank you so much for
being on
the Gizwiz.
Yes.
Dick DeBartolo, Mads Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz One Take Theater on Twit. Bye.
You know, those would be great if you're going to be a kitty. Or you could just do that.
I said, I don't have any of those, but I could do it anyway.
You could just do that. That's how Ozzy, by the way, you know exactly how my dog feels.
Oh, Ozzy's amazing.
Because he's got tunable ears.
Yeah. You know, I guess all the dogs do, because like if Fairway's out in the yard.
Yeah.
And I'm in one part of the yard. She cocks one ear toward the apartment in case Dennis says something.
These would be great for a Halloween costume. They're not expensive. They're about $100, right?
They're $100, and there's going to be all different styles out there. Yeah, it's kind of they're kind of nutty.
If you're going to be a kitty cat for Halloween, you might as well have brainwave ears.
Well, they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Now in the video. When the young lady in the video was wearing them and saw a cute guy, her ears stood straight up. Do you think that really works?
You know, I have no idea. I did not wear them. I just put them on and the guy was talking, and I figured he's not looking. I'll just put them on.
$100 is expensive. And I'm not saying they're not expensive. They're $100, but it's not expensive considering what you're getting. Ears that read your brain waves and move around.
No, absolutely. Yeah, it's just a technology from their other gadgets now in just a new form factor. So, no, I remember the guy saying early on that this is an amazing amount of technology.
For
that
just
we
to move
shrunk.
Ears.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. The shrunk down.
And $149. That's the thing. Or $100, rather, I should say. That's the thing. I mean, given what's going on, that seems like it's low. Yeah. I admit it's a lot of money spent on some silly ears that go like this.
Yeah. But in other formats, they're launching rockers. You may think that my ears are strange, but elsewhere, these ears are launching rockets.
Wow. All right. Let's gadget number. I don't know how you're going to top this because this is amazing. What do you got for gadget three?
Gadget number three is really interesting. It's called TouchFire.
Yes.
Now, TouchFire. Do you know about this?
No.
Oh, okay. TouchFire is a way to add the feeling of a touch keyboard to the iPad. Hmm. And I met Steve Isaac, the CEO and co-inventor. So I asked him if this was a Kickstarter project, and it was. The goal was $10,000 in 7 weeks. They got $10,000 in 5 days and ended up with $200,000. So, Leo, this is a plastic overlay that overlays the keyboard on the iPad, and it adds the feeling that the keys have a touch like a keyboard. So he's just laying it on there now.
It's like a piece of rubber.
It is, exactly. And it uses the magnets built into the iPad so that it stays aligned.
Oh, all right.
And then what it lets you do, and I'm a touch typist, I only had the thing for about 2 minutes, but you can lay your hands on the keys without hitting all the wrong keys because you need a tiny bit of pushdown force, like you're actually typing, to use these. The way they, if you have the smart cover, it's very clever. When you close the smart cover and open it again, the keyboard goes up attached to the cover. If you want to use the keyboard, lower the cover again, hold the little tab at the bottom, raise the cover, and now this new surface is in place.
Interesting.
On the iPad keyboard. They got 4,400 pre-orders before they even made the thing. I like it a lot. I think it's pricey. It's going to be $50 at $49.95. It can store inside the smart cover, or it comes with its own carry case. But as I said, I typed for 2 minutes with it and did a very accurate job of typing correctly.
Whereas, but it's not a keyboard. There's no physical key.
No, you're still actually you're using the iPad.
It's just
keyboard.
Conductive because it has to conduct the fingerprints. No,
absolutely. Yeah. But the fact that it kind of puts a little mini lay between you and it makes it so that you don't hit a bunch of keys you didn't mean to hit.
Typing on glass is hard, and I've never liked it that much. So
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's so funny that you said that because the quote that he uses is typing on glass is a pain and their keyboard makes it a joy.
Interesting.
So, yeah, that's what the mold looks like.
You know,
like.
I just it looks stupid. But I guess
absolutely. But it works nice.
And for a piece of rubber, it's a little pricey, but it does. I get the feeling that it does work, which is interesting.
Oh, it does work.
Yeah.
And they have a set of magnets, so if you just want it out of the way, it folds out of the way.
Right.
You know, it's cleverly worked out. It's called TouchFire. It became available in the past month or so. And, yeah, that's a close-up look of
what it looks. See, I keep buying the wrong Kickstarter projects, the ones that never get off the ground. I've not received anything. Except
the
bra.
You put $5,000 into cat ears, didn't you?
In fact, I just got charged $300 for a virtual reality headset I'll never get. No, I might.
Oh, no, it's there.
It's here? I'm wearing it right now.
You're wearing it.
Yeah. Well, I thought I'm actually in bed. I'm not at work.
No.
Could have fooled me.
It works great.
Really well.
Exactly.
Wow. I should have. What did we do with the Joey bra? I should have saved that because that's the one thing I did get is that bra with the cell phone case. Why did I order that? I don't even. I think this is my problem with me and Kickstarter. I have a Kickstarter problem. I just buy stuff on Kickstarter. So I wish I'd bought this because it's, at least I would have something now.
We need to start a new program. Kick the Kickstarter habit.
Yes. We need a 12-step.
A 12-step.
Yeah. I am a Kickstarter addict.
Step. Don't do it.
Step one. Step away
don't
from
do it.
It. Don't do
and
it.
And then we'll...
All right. Wait,
step
now, come
away
here, Ozzie,
from
Ozzie.
The mouse.
Stay. Now, I just want to see. Now, you had those MIMO cat ears, right?
Yeah,
now,
right.
Now, this
okay.
is... this. He's wearing them. Now, watch.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ozzie. Sausage. Oh, one ear. One ear went up. That was one ear.
Yeah.
Might need to change his battery.
Oh, this is don't Ozzie. Do it on camera.
Oh, look at that. He's excited. He must be seeing a girl dog. Ooh. Ooh, girl dog, huh?
Ozzie, let's try. On a bone?
Ozzie, steak? Steak? Ribeye? T-bone? Bone-in ribeye? Sirloin? Filet mignon?
Squirrel?
Alpo? He says,
give them to Jason.
He says, I don't know.
Jason always.
I don't know what's going on. He said, why are you mocking me, Daddy? I can't help having gigantic ears. But they do. They very much like those cat ears. They totally reflect his emotions.
Oh, they're great.
Inside his head. He's got giant ears. If we could figure out a way to can that. See, they're tunable. And they'll go in different directions. Like, if there's a noise over here. He'll go to sleep.
Good night, Ozzie.
Night. Now, if I'd only said, and when I snap my fingers, he goes to sleep, that would have been impressive.
Yes, yeah.
Can we edit that afterwards?
Just put that in.
Put that in post.
And then he's like, look at that. This is it. I cannot.
Okay, I'm history. Okay.
He's like. I can't hold him forever like this. They're saying he's depressed. That's not depression.
No. Ozzy has a great life.
He just came back from the groomer, so he's very happy.
That usually makes him a little catatonic.
Yeah, he's very relaxed. All right. Thank you, Ozzy. Not too much white fur on my black shirt. Mm-hmm. So that was your three gadgets, so it's Skyball time.
Yes, it brings us up to...
Sky Mud.
Hit it. It's the crap I found at Sky Mall. First of all, before we go on, let's check our poll from last week. As you may remember, we had three choices on our Sky Mall voting. We had the mobile massage system, which is the thing that goes over your back.
There were four.
Four. The Robo USB, bladeless fan and light, the hovering picture frame, or the iPhone to TV karaoke player. Let's see which is our big winner. The mobile massage system. I will be purchasing that turtle back. I should pull it up for you on SkyMall.
Yeah,
it is very flattering. It is very cute. I will order it right now.
This is something else to take down under when you go. This is good.
Let me see if I can. Yeah, are you finding it, Jason? Jason's going to find it for us.
Yeah.
That's going to look good.
There you go. There you get on an airplane with that and the pillow, and you will have an whole row to yourself.
Well, look at that. This, though, I have two items. Two came from SkyMall today, so I'm very excited. This one we're going to do next week because this was a winner a couple of weeks ago. I think I know what this is. Yes. This is the Seal Shield waterproofing for the iPad. So, once again, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to put my iPad in this. There's not much to it, is there? And I will dip in water. We'll do that next week, okay?
Okay, so that's good.
That's next week. But we've been waiting for this, and I'm very excited to say it finally came. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from China. Oh, fragile. Wait a minute. Fragile. It must be from Italy.
Is Chicago in China?
Be quiet, Dick. Yeah, Chicago, China.
Oh, Chicago, China. Sure. I was there once with James on a mad trip.
I finally saw the Will Ferrell, Zach Galifianakis movie, The Campaign. And one of the things they want to do is they want to have everything be made in a town in China called America. And then they would just say Made in America instead of China. All right, here you go. You ready? This is exciting.
Ooh. We need something to herald this in. Do we have any sort of a sound effect?
It's too bad we don't have a gong. I thought this was going to be pretty small, but it's actually actually a little bit bigger than I thought it was. Fortunately, it comes with instructions, which is a good thing.
This is J. Arthur Rank quality.
Yeah, no kidding. Deep design, Sheng Kuang, authentic.
This is authentic.
Oh, no,
right
that's the note authentic that says caution. Do not strike this gong.
Wow, they really, it's like they don't.
That's through the plastic. Wait till you open it.
Wow, holy cow. Yeah, no kidding. Jeez Louise, this thing is packed. All right.
This is going to be nice.
Yeah.
How much was this?
I hope it comes with a clapper. No, I don't think I need scissors. I think I got it now. Maybe this thing in the front is the clapper.
This is premium right here.
This is no cheesy gong.
No. Bought off of SkyMall.
Not like I bought this on SkyMall or anything. Here we go.
How much was it, Leah? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I think it was $100, something like that. $89.99. All right, there we go. Here's the clapper.
I thought it was going to be some little crappy thing for the desk.
It's bigger than I thought it was, and I think we're going to have to use this in the show from now on. Boy, is this packed. Don't you hate that when you really want to play with your new toy?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And it's just wrapped.
And then the worst thing is they have to get it all in back. The batteries are also in a sealed pack that you need a knife to open.
Or worse, there's a piece that was in there somewhere that is missing. Do you have the Dremel? The Dremel tool?
That is beyond.
By the way, I got to give you a review on the coffee maker. But the coffee maker I bought a very nice Baratza. That microphone. That's the gong phone. Yeah, that's our special. Bob Heil makes a special microphone for gongs.
Oh, wow. He is amazing.
So, yeah. Oh, he's very. Well, a lot of his.
I have his triangle gong. Phone.
There was a
premature gong. Right?
Premature gonging. Now, I just want to make sure that there's nothing else in the box. Okay, that's it. So there we have it. So just so you see, It has, it's a lovely brushed metal frame of some kind. Mm-hmm. It has its own clapper that hangs right on the frame like that. And I think you could really, I think you could use this when people arrive at the home. You would just ring the gong.
Nice.
So let me try that. Let's say, ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jammer B, John Slanina.
Oh.
Do you need me to supplement that sound with go ahead and try it again.
Is that the gong or is that a dishpan?
I think it's a frying pan. Ready? All right, one more time. Much better.
Yeah,
that was the supplemented version.
You just had to tune
is this mic on? Is this on?
Oh, yeah, it's on.
No, it's not on. Turn it on.
I'm getting it in preview, but I'm not. I see. You know what?
There it is.
Here we go.
Now we want to really mic this so we can hear it. Now, no sweetening. This is how it comes out of the thing.
You
should see Ozzy's ears. It's the worst. It's the worst.
You know what? Is there a screw or something to loosen it?
Yeah, there's a screw loose. Wait a minute. Let me see if there's instructions. No, there's no instructions. This is it. I think it's decorative.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I think it sounds all right once it's properly mic'd.
It's the worst.
Hit it from the back.
From the back?
Yeah.
It's got a weird boom kind of.
Yeah, kind of sounds like a rototom.
It's not good. All right, I think this is, I'm going to give it 2 thumbs down. I'm very disappointed. That's so much better. That's what a gong's supposed to sound like, not. A mallet cover?
Oh, maybe to soften it a little bit.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think there's a.
It's
what I mean. You open up stuff, and then there's something else that you need in here. It came with a lot of bubble wrap. I'm giving this to Sarah Lane. She loves bubble wrap.
Well, folks, if you can't resist, it's only $89.95.
Yeah, see, that's not bad.
Yeah,
it looks. I thought it was going to be smaller,
so I'm pleased
at the size. By the way, I just have to warn you: when you hit it.
Oh, no.
It actually mars the finish of the gong. I think you can see that already it's starting.
Oh, yes.
So whatever you do, don't bang the gong.
Well, maybe that's the key, Leo. Maybe it has to be a tiny touch.
Or maybe if you bang the gong slowly.
Slowly.
Hey, Tony, come here. You're Chinese. Maybe you could bang the gong. Maybe it's an ethnic thing.
I think it might be.
Might be an ethnic thing. Oh. That's worse.
No, it's not an ethnic thing. Right. I think it's just a crap thing.
That, you know what? Crap we bought. Let's play the jingle because that is definitely crap we bought in the sky. So much for the gong. Next week, this is something a little bit more serious. We're going to try the... I'm going to actually risk... I've already had a bad experience with my iPhone with the Liquipel, putting it in the glass, and it was broken forever. Cost me $200. If this doesn't work on the iPad, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars. But it's Seal Shield, and you like them.
I've used their keyboards and actually run their keyboards through a wash cycle in the dishwasher, no problem. So,
all right. Well, when you order something like this and you say you're going to review it, it means you have to put an iPad in it and put it in water. So we'll do that next week.
Yeah.
Now,
why don't you just put it on the gong?
Jeez Louise. All right, let's take a look at some things that we saw this week in Sky Mall. Our chat room suggested, nominated these, but you have the final say. We're going to start with the cell phone voice changer. I will review one of these, and we'll have a vote. The cell phone voice changer for $39.95. You plug it into your cell phone. It's got a microphone, and it will make you sound like a different person, gender, or even a robot. Robot voice, normal voice, to deep man voice, young child voice, or animated voice. The cell phone, that's $39.95.
One review, by the way, with one star.
Well, I'm just not sure until I try it.
That's true.
Yes, exactly.
I have to try it first.
Remember, don't vote by price.
Do not vote by
price.
Vote
for what you really want.
For $49.95, Leo could be wearing this tie-dyed union suit. Wow. Yes. Bring back the hippie days.
Why don't you get the tiny, tiny size, and then when you put it on, it'll also change your voice.
It's the tie-dye union suit and voice changer.
Oh, I think I brought the small size.
Oh, man. I shouldn't have dropped that acid. The tie-dye gives it a counter-revolutionary edge, so comfy and soft. Plus, you get to enjoy its flower child warmth under any outfit. 10-button front for easy on or off. Ribbed cuffed and ankles, 90-10 cotton blend imported. So that's item number two. Item number three, this is kind of interesting, a peephole door camera.
Ooh.
Yeah, this goes into your normal your door peephole, but it's not a regular, you know, optical peephole thing. It's a camera. It says, we all have those few people in our lives that always irritate us and try to visit us when we're home, whether it be a stalker, an annoying friend, or some shady-looking stranger. The worst part is, when you hear a knock at the door and go to check who it is, you risk alerting the visitor you're home. Sometimes it's too late to walk away once you look through the peephole. So this connects to, it says, your TV or a computer. I'm not sure how.
Is it wireless, maybe?
Well, it worries me a little bit because it doesn't show a wire, but it does say it comes with a power supply cable.
I see. Okay.
So that's going to be a problem right there. We're going to have to figure out some way to plug this sucker in. And I don't know how it could connect to your TV, DVR for later review. There's no shadow. You don't have to go anywhere near the door. Just flick on the TV to the channel the camera's hooked up to. Oh, this sounds really, this is not so good. I'm going to have to plug it in and hook it up to my TV set. Finally, the AnyBook Reader. This is interesting. It's only $70 from Franklin Electronics. And the due to an availability issue, please read about our substitute bundle item. The idea was you pass the pen over the portion of the book you're reading, record the voice, and then when the child passes the same pen over the reader, plays it back to them. It looks like it says, due to a quality control issue in production, we'll not be able to deliver this in time for the holiday season. What, they mean Easter? What? We're offering to substitute the AnyBook Reader. Well, this is just the earlier version, so I can get the earlier version.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's the same idea.
Yeah.
All right, 60 hours
just
recording
reads it
time.
It in a foreign voice.
Comes with stickers that you can record. I'm not sure how it would work. I think we'll figure this out. So anyway, that's the choice.
Okay.
Those are the polls choices. Here is the straw poll. It's strawpoll.me/3276. 3276. What new crap should Leo buy on Skyball?
Wow.
Yes, John.
Can we take a second look at the cell phone voice changer?
Yes, let's take a second look at the cell phone voice changer. Why, John?
Did you see who manufactured the cell phone voice changer?
Brick House Security. We have to buy that. We're in the Brick House.
Oh, my word.
Well, let's go look. Let's see how the SkyMall poll is going so far. The union suit is in the lead, then the peephole camera spy, then the cell phone voice changer, then the AnyBook Reader. 200 votes. The votes are pouring in. Look at that. Strawpoll.me/3276. We'll give you
it's
a full
amazing,
week to vote.
The number of people that want to see you in underwear.
I don't understand that, to be honest. I really don't. That surprises me.
Yeah.
I should have added, and maybe we'll do a second straw poll. What size should Leo buy?
No. You buy the size that fits.
John says the size it fits, but I don't think that that's a given.
No. What fun is that?
They don't make extra, extra small. I'm sorry, MPFK. But they do make medium, large, and extra large. Normally, I would wear an extra large. I'm just telling you right now. But I'll buy it one size too small. Just okay. So it highlights how much weight I've lost.
Okay.
And the beauty is you can wear it under your clothing.
Tricks.
All right. But I don't want people, because I think the peephole camera is very interesting. The cell phone voice changer, that would be a lot of fun. The AnyBook reader, all of those are good. In fact, frankly, they're all better than the tie-dye union suit, but that's what people want. I guess that's what they get.
You have to give them what they want.
We give the people what they want on this show, even if it's a crappy Chinese gong. I am so disappointed. I really thought that we were going to have an Arthur Rank quality gong.
Yeah, so did I. Especially when I saw the size, I thought, oh, you know what? This could be big.
It could resonate.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed. But we've probably saved thousands of people $89.95. Because, I mean, just imagine all the people that were going to buy this gong and heard we were going to review it and waited to see what it sounded like.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you one for free, and it sounds a lot better than that one.
You know, if we had a little chip in here that played back.
Oh, wait a minute.
Come here, Tony. Tony's got something. He says this is going to improve the sound. Will this help the sound of the gong?
His ancient knowledge is coming in handy.
If I wrap the gong. Oh, okay. So I'm going to wrap the gong in this. It says it's all that and dim sum. Mm-hmm. It has a box of Chinese food on it. So you're saying, Tony, if I wrap the bonger in this special Chinese shirt and then hit it, Tony's going.
Hit it with a chopstick.
Better.
Hmm. You would scratch
it's still
it
a little non-resonant.
Still a little rototomish.
It sounds less like a frying pan. Try wrapping the mic with a T-shirt. All right. That's thinking. And then we'll hit it with a mic? No, that doesn't work. Yeah, no.
That was not the good idea. $89 for the gong, $555 for the mic.
Good point. Well, it's a decorative item. I don't think it's intended to be played. It's a decorative item.
Yep. Or shown. Or seen.
Hey, ladies
now,
and gentlemen.
Every time people come in, they'll say, oh, there's the gong they had on the kids with.
I want to bang the gong. You know, this is good. We will. If you come to visit the Brick House, we will let any visitor bang the gong.
Nice.
Except on Tuesdays when Sword and Lasers are playing.
Except on Tuesday when Sword... Did they actually complain? They just complained about the gong?
We're getting really loud.
Sword and Laser complained that the gong was too loud. All right.
Who is this?
There's another show going on in the other room. Apparently, they complained.
My contract specifically forbids any other production.
They literally said, is there something going on next door? Are you playing a gong?
We closed all the doors.
Wow. Such hostility. Well, anyway, you know what? I'm going to put the T-shirt on the gong because time has come for us to take a little walk. There you go. You know what? One more time. Just tell.
Yes, I think
tell,
now do
tell
it.
Tell Tom
I think
and
this
Veronica.
Will be perfect.
Just once more, Tom and Veronica. Was it that loud? It doesn't sound like it's that loud. It's piercing, though, huh?
That yeah, that helped.
It helped it end quicker, so.
Here we are in beautiful downtown New York City. We're walking around. We've seen the Empire State Building. We've waited at the Statue of Liberty. We've seen a Broadway show. But now what do? We're lost. We've got another day to spend, and we've seen all the sights. But wait. It's there. It's waiting for you. There's that brick building where the steam is coming off the roof and the slime is coming down the front. Ladies and gentlemen, you found it. New York's number one tourist attraction, Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
All right, Leo. Yeah. Whoa.
That's so horrible.
That is.
You annoy the neighbors, and it sounds like crap.
Yeah.
All right. You're gadget dick.
That sounded good. All right, so Leo, this is a viewer's video of the week.
Ooh, we got a video.
We have a video. We've been asking. We'll give you details of how to send your videos to it.
But, great.
I mean, I have crap in my warehouse. Well, George Castro saves stuff, mainly cell phones, but he has a lot of fascinating stuff, and this is the video choice of the week.
Hey, Dick and Leo. I'm here at an undisclosed
office
in New York City. Thought you guys would get a kick out of my
holy cow
old tech collection here. This is my cubicle. I have an old cell phone collection. It's a lot of old. There's a StarTech.
Yeah, Razor. There's a Razor, yeah.
A lot of these are actually mine.
I had that
phones.
Nokia, the red Nokia. I had that one.
Here's my cell phone right here. Here's my very first camera phone.
Yeah, that was the first camera
and
phone.
Here's one of the greatest cell phones
Sidekick.
Ever.
Yeah, that looks like a Razor.
A couple of Sidekicks I found here, some old Palms. And then we move on to
he's got quite
iOS
a few.
Area
look
here.
At this.
This is worse
he's
than my office.
Replaced. He's an old original iPod, a mini shuffle.
A 3650, that's shuffle. Right, Beatmaster. That was a great
a
phone.
A TV, a Walkman.
Hmm.
Here's a VHS camera.
Holding up at a Macintosh.
Apple.
Yeah.
Some VHS tapes. Some old Apple mice, old Apple keyboard. Is the original keyboard to my first laptop, an old ThinkPad I had. This is my memory collection.
Oh, my goodness.
A couple old donated old laptops. Here's an NEC Windows ME. I'm sorry,
oh,
Windows
wow.
Computer. Here's a ThinkPad that I got that has just basically been running Wing Commander sitting there. And there's an old PowerBook 180.
It's got an eyesight there. Look at that.
Screen. Also have an old... Our law firm just runs
every BlackBerry.
Every he personally kept BlackBerry.
That's the one the original BlackBerry.
And then it goes on through all the old
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, I've had many of those.
We currently have the 9900.
I currently just have three.
This crap. I use the Galaxy Nexus.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's a real
and
phone.
I also use an iPhone for work. Which is what I'm recording this on.
Steve, you are a
and
big geek.
And that's basically my old geek museum.
We should do a cubicle. Gazelle ad.
Love the show.
Holy cow. Steve, is Steve Silvestri? That is amazing.
Oh, I said I had the wrong name in. Okay,
well, I don't know. I just saw the Dymo label on it. Maybe that was somebody else. That is, I mean, that's more than, and you know we have a ton of gadgets here, but that's an amazing collection.
That is it. That
yeah.
is amazing. Jason, wow. was that from George Castro
yes.
or someone else?
George
yes,
Castro.
George Castro.
Oh, okay. Sorry, George. And George must be an IT guy at a law firm. That's what I'm gathering from that.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's still in high school. That's what's so amazing.
Very nice. Now, I'd love to see some more videos like that. That was fun.
Yeah. And you can have your video on the GizWiz. We're looking for videos like that, you know, stuff you have around the house. It can be one gadget that you've had for years. Just tell us why you bought it, where you bought it, what you paid. Anything 2 to 3 minutes or I bought a piece of crap. I have to find a video. A guy complained about a gadget I reviewed a few years ago who... He said it was a piece of crap. We'll find that video.
We can play that one next week.
Yeah, that's good. We'll do that next week. And if you invented something or a neighbor invented something, a video like that is good, too. You know, just 2 to 3 minutes. We're not looking for quality here. We don't want to do anything to improve the show. And just email, put it up on YouTube and provide a link and send it to gizwiz@twit.tv.
There it is. I just sent it out.
Thank you.
Am I eligible?
Oh, Oh, my gosh. Can you talk for 1 minute? I have a delivery.
Wait a minute. I've got the jingle. We haven't had delivery in ages. Wait a minute. I've got the jingle right here. Let me see if I can find it. It's here's where we wait for Dick. Is this it?
Okay.
Not, but it's good.
Oh, I got it.
Segue into it.
UPS, hang on. We'll see what it is.
This used to happen all the time.
Here's where we wait for Dick. This is where we wait for Dick to come back. Here's where we wait for Dick.
Finally, we've got the big finish.
To walk through the door.
Nice. Yeah, we have to keep that handy now that we're back to a weekday.
That's great. You actually got a UPS delivery.
Ta-da! Something from Amazon. Ooh. I don't remember what I ordered.
I love that. Don't you? That's the one good thing about Alzheimer's. You have no idea. You got a box, and you just don't remember ordering a thing.
It's great. You know why? That's why I only have one DVD. And when I put it in and I go, oh, this looks like a great movie.
It's so fantastic.
It's vaguely familiar. You know what? Dennis, I think I know who the murderer is.
Oh, sorry. Don't go ahead. Tell me. I'll forget by tomorrow anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you want to save that for a later show or do you want to open that now? I mean,
We'll save it for a later show.
Yeah, since you don't remember what it is, maybe we'll wait for another time and open it. Yeah, we don't want to be surprised.
So don't forget the GizWiz at twit.tv and announcing the third annual GizWiz meetup.
Ooh, you're going to do another meetup.
Myra and I picked the date, October 21st. It's going to be at the Boat Basin Cafe, West 79th Street in Manhattan, right on the river, just several feet from my boat. So if you want to come, just put meetup in an email and meetup plus one or whatever, you know, just guesstimate so that we just know how big a space to set aside.
What will the weather be like October 21st? Are you taking a chance?
You know what? Last year it was October like 19th and the year before October 15th. It's pretty good. It's usually nice and breezy. And it's also easy to get a lot of space in a restaurant. So that's why we usually do it in October.
Yeah, no crowds. Yeah.
No crowds.
The Boat Basin Cafe, October 21st.
Or go to gizwiz.biz and click on log and blog, and all the details are there.
Dick's blog and log. Here it is right here. I've got it on my screen. This is, by the way, a great place to go if you want to win an autographed copy of Mad Magazine. Dick's fairly giving them away. All you have to do is play the What the Heck Is It contest. This is a nice... The Boat Basin Cafe is really pretty, weather's good. But there's indoor dining under the arches.
Rain or shine.
If it's
rain
snowing. Or And then don't forget the What the Heck Is It contest. We did figure out that thing that I thought was a Tupperware lid is, in fact, a lip that goes around pie pans to keep them from bubbling over in the oven. But now, what the heck is this? If you could figure it out, you have a shot at an autographed copy of Mad Magazine. Actually, better yet, if you can come up with a crazy wrong answer, there's 24 Mad Magazines for those.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Giz whiz.
That's crazy. We're nuts here.
Not biz. Just go there. It looks like some sort of plumbing fitting. I figured it out. Tiny red garbage can, says Myra Joyce. Well, Dick, this has been a lot of fun. Next week, I'm going to try the seal shield.
Wait, we need the letter.
Oh, what am I thinking? It's letter time.
It's letter time.
That means the letter.
We have yet one more theme.
here we go. Oh, an oldie but goodie.
Nice.
I'm getting good at this gong.
You're getting very good. It just gave the theme that something that was missing.
Just added oomph. And by the way, if you watch Sword and Laser this week and you hear a little bit of gonging going on in the background, you'll know why. Just let you know.
We have a letter. Jason, is it easy to play our opening video theme again when I request it?
Sure.
Okay.
I can do that.
So Mickey D writes, has anyone ever mentioned the opening line of the GizWiz new opener?
No.
There is an incorrect spelling.
Oh, please.
It says the same done show. D-U-N-D.
The same done.
Oh, it does.
Oh, here, let's see if
well,
I can...
it's done.
Yeah.
Maybe it should
I thought that
say
was on purpose.
D-U-N-D.
It's done. Yeah.
I like it,
it
the way
it is.
It
is a done show.
I just thought I'd mention it.
Same
thanks
done
a lot,
show.
Guys.
Maybe he wants it to be done.
Oh, maybe it's the same gong show.
It's the same gong show that you're used to know.
Yeah. Anyway, Mickey D, we like it that way.
Dickie D, the time has come to say goodbye to all our family, but I am sure you'll be back. You're going to do a Giz Fizz on Saturday after
I'm
the radio show?
I'm doing a Giz Saturday all after right. I join you on the radio.
2 o'clock. Wait a minute. John Slanina, what? Oh,
you
it's going to be late. It'll not be at 2 o'clock. It'll be at 3 o'clock. Is that 6 p.m. your time? Is that okay?
I can do that.
Yeah, because we have to. I'm going away in November. We're going to record some stuff ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
So starting now and probably for a month or two, we'll be doing that.
Okay, very good.
Sorry about that. I'm glad. Yeah. Thank you, John,
are you pre-recording your radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want any spots from me for that, I can do those,
oh,
too.
Oh, I could pre-record some of those.
Yeah, okay.
Great thinking. We will do that. We'll do that from now through the end of the year.
Okay.
And then if
how long are you going for?
God only knows. Okay. It's me, my gong, and I'm out of here. Slow boat
and
to
your,
China.
And your massage backpack and your air
ooh,
pillow.
And my pillow. I could go. Yeah, we could go hours.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
All right, Ricardo, Dick Di Bartolo, GizWiz.biz. Thank you for joining us. Happy birthday to our producer, Jason Howell.
Thank you.
Hey, go, Jason.
Today, are you going to do anything later? Or some fun with a kid? Or
well, that was yesterday. I work late tonight, so
it's all
good. We had fun yesterday.
Yes, I saw that on Facebook or something. You had a good time. Well, thank you, everybody. We'll see you. We do this show every Tuesday about 1 o'clock. It takes a little while to get started. We're about half an hour late. It's about 1:30 Pacific time. That's 4:30 Eastern time, somewhere around 2,000 to 3,000 UTC. It's in the ballpark there.
Yeah, exactly. A Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
One of them days, we just show up and we'll be here. But
exactly.
But you can watch on-demand versions after the fact on twit.tv/, is it DGW now or?
Giz actually works.
Giz.
Twit.tv/Giz.
GIZ.
Yeah.
I'm glad that was available.
Yeah. We had to pull
some
strings.
Oh, we had to pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was 10 cents and a gong.
Anybody want a gong? Do you think Gazelle takes gongs? Thank you, Dickie D. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.